It's time for Real Estate Now with the Carandy and Dunn team of Keller Williams Realty, Eugene and Springfield. Your hosts, Jennifer Carandy and Catherine Dunn, are sisters, realtors, and one of the top teams in Lane County. You may know them from their popular How to Sell Your Home seminars. Now, let's talk real estate here on News Talk 590 KUGN.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Carandy.
And I'm Catherine Dunn. Today's question is, can I sell my home as is without doing any more work?
So if you want to sell as is, the first thing we'd want to do is have a conversation about what that means. Do you mean that you've done all you want to do to get your home ready for sale and you just don't want to do anymore and your house is pretty much in good condition or you think it is? Or do you mean you know that there are repairs to be made and you simply don't want to do them or you don't have the financial resources to have those repairs made? In order to make the best determination about the way to go, we need to understand what you're trying to accomplish and what the condition of your house is.
So let's go through a couple of scenarios. First, let's say you have a nice house and you know it's in pretty good condition, but you really just don't want to do any more work. You don't want to spend any more money if you don't have to. If that's the case, you can list your home and let buyers know it's being sold as is, which means the seller has made all the repairs and updates they plan on making. That would go right in the listing so the buyer's agent and the buyers will know. Now, it would be really helpful if you had a home inspection up front before making this decision so you would know that there are no major repairs that need to be made. Because to attract buyers who are getting financing, which are the majority of buyers, you may need to do some minimal work in order to get the house into a condition that would qualify for a loan. In other words, you'd want to at least make repairs a bank would require in order to provide a loan on the property. A bank is generally going to look for weatherability and pest and dry rot issues. They're going to want a roof with 3 to 5 years of life left on it. They don't want to see any defective siding. They don't want to see any peeling paint or dry rot anywhere. And they don't want safety, electrical, water, or plumbing issues. They want to see that the home is in sound condition in order to qualify it for a loan.
Okay, and let's talk about the next scenario, which is you know you have a fixer with major issues. Maybe you need a new roof or you've got foundation problems, drainage issues, some mold, defective siding, you know, something like that. In this scenario, you can sell your property as is and look for a cash buyer or a buyer who would be willing to get a rehab loan. If you can't make the necessary repairs for your property to be financeable, then this is the route you're going to have to take. In this situation, to get the highest price, it would be to your advantage to have the property all cleaned up and have an inspection done before you put the house on the market. That way, you can show a buyer a clean property and a complete inspection report showing the current condition and what repairs actually need to be made. This will help you get the highest price. It's better to have an inspection report than to allow a buyer to imagine the worst. An inspection report will show what the actual condition is, and you can say, here's the report, take it or leave it.
So that's how you sell your property as is. To find out more, we invite you to attend one of our upcoming free seminars on how to sell your home for the highest price. For dates and locations, just visit EugeneRealEstateNow.com.
That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. That's all the time we have for today. We'll talk to you next week.
And that was Real Estate Now. Jennifer and Catherine want your questions to air on future shows, so visit EugeneRealEstateNow.com to submit your questions. That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. Then join us Tuesdays at 7:15 a.m. for more Real Estate Now here on News Talk 590 KUGN.